Welcome to the Scaling Smarter podcast, where we sit down with top business leaders and innovators to explore how they harness AI and automation to overcome challenges and grow their businesses. I'm your host, David Hirschfeld, founder and CEO of Techies Inc. and the creator of the Launch First Method. After exiting my own software company successfully, I started Techies over 18 years ago. I've since worked with over 90 SaaS founders, helping them turn their concepts into cash flow, so I know a thing or two about startups. Stick around to the end of the show in 15 or 20 minutes, and I'll reveal how you can become our next guest. So let's go. Today, Scaling Smarter wants to welcome Samir Gulati to the show. Welcome, Samir.
Thank you, David.
Samir is the CEO of Ordway. He founded it 8 years ago. They've grown to 100 customers. They automate the post-sales revenue management process in some really unique ways, and I'm really looking forward to hearing his story. Samir, why don't you give us a little background?
Yeah, thank you, David. Excited to be here. We are a few hundred customers, just to clarify. We are close to 100 employees at the moment. But just a little background about what we do and what where I come from. Ordway is a billing and revenue automation company. We automate everything post-sale, from contract management, invoice generation, payment processing, revenue recognition, analytics, all the way to GL. What drove us to start this company is the name of your podcast is quite adept for what we are doing, Scale Smarter here, right? We have moved away from a world where people are fretting about how do I generate an invoice easily. We have moved to a world about how do we really streamline the life cycle of every dollar that's flowing through our framework, right? So sales to GL automation definitely is a big pain point in many organizations. Sales and finance don't talk to each other. Sales closes deals, and finance is being handed over those deals manually. So this is the premise of us taking the company to market. And a little bit more about my background before starting Ordway. I have spent 25 plus years in the office of the CFO world. Some of the companies that I've taken to market are Intact, which is now Sage Intact, way back in the year 2000, Zora, another subscription management solution in early 2000s. I was an early employee at Workday, when Workday was a tiny little startup in Walnut Creek, California. So spent my entire career just thinking about solving problems for Office of the CFO.
So tell me how you're using AI and workflow automation to scale your own business at this point.
Yeah, AI certainly offers a lot of power. While we evangelize automation for our own customers in the world of order to cash, it's important that every company also figures out how to scale smarter. I love this tagline that you have. But yeah, we all have to figure out how do we scale smarter as an organization. Our own team has started leveraging a lot of AI benefits, starting from AI coding tools. I think every engineer now uses Claude for coding. We have been scaling by being able to produce a lot more code without hiring a lot more people. AI agents is used quite aggressively, and our product managers, our solution engineers, our implementation folks have, many of them have created their own AI agents, or like they like to call it, their own GPTs. We have a license, corporate license with OpenAI. So they have created their own GPTs to simplify a lot of simple things that we used to do manually back in the day. One example is the notes that we put together from sales transition to implementation team. We created an agent where we upload all the demos, all our notes, and we create very streamlined to-dos for our implementation team for handing from sales to implementation. That's just an example, but there's a lot of leverage about how we continue to learn and get better using AI capabilities out there.
In the development area, what are some of the biggest gains you've seen, like in the last 6 months? Because 6 months is actually like 6 years in AI time.
That's right. Engineering productivity is definitely the maximum gain that we have seen, but overall, there are definitely some market improvements in our implementation framework and definitely in our marketing outreach as well.
What do you think of some of these new tools that are coming out, like OpenClaw and PicoClaw and IronClaw and all the claws?
I think at the end of the day, they're all trying to solve some form of a problem, right? Like we are leveraging these models out there, and we are trying to really leverage many of these LLMs to see how these LLMs can work for us, right? At the end of the day, we have created a layer of intelligence above and beyond human intelligence, right?
Right.
And the power of many of these tools really is on how can every human out there can take this extra layer of intelligence and let this intelligence do mundane tasks, chores, a lot of it can be automated. So it has become so easy to produce tools now. There's definitely going to be an arms race for these tools, and we'll see which of these end up sticking in the long run.
Yeah, we're struggling with the same thing with, I'm not struggling, that's the wrong word, because we're the benefits have been amazing. Developing our own development framework that leverages these tools that can build enterprise applications, as opposed to the Replits and the Lovables and things like that, that it can build simple, pretty applications, but nothing really sophisticated. So when you're in an enterprise environment, then it's all about being able to do impact analysis as you make changes and releases, and being able to push out updates through some kind of CI/CD pipeline, and automatically test and make sure that the quality is there and that you're not introducing problems in the new releases that you're pushing. And those are a whole different class of capabilities that the coding tools like Claude Code, they don't handle well without a bunch of discipline built around it, which is what we've been working on.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think there's a lot of potential to also keep training these tools to get better and smarter and so forth. Yeah, we learn new things every day, and hopefully this only gets better over time.
So one of the things that, like, these other tools like OpenClaw and PicoClaw and things like that are starting to make people realize is that applications, the concept of applications becomes less important, and the idea of an application at the moment based on what the need is and what you need to present and deliver from information and store becomes much more dynamic. How do you see that evolving, and what impact would it have on you scaling?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you see the journey of application development over the last 50 years, right? Applications certainly were a system of record for the most part, from old school systems on mainframe to SAS systems and things like that and so forth. But we have certainly seen software move in the direction of automation to start with. And the AI agents are a means to an end to further create and automate workflows and so forth. So we feel that some applications will probably become less relevant, but many other applications will continue to have a role, but they will also have to evolve and make room for AI agents within their application too, right? What good is an application if it is just a system of record in today's world? The application has to work for you. The application has to be able to automate for you, make your job easier, and not have you to go through hundreds of clicks to get to what you are looking for and things like that, right? So at the end of the day, I do believe there is a world where applications and agents will coexist. And that's the promise. And if you look at large companies like Salesforce and Workday, they're all like launching new products with AI capabilities, AI agents embedded in that. So it's not like their application is becoming irrelevant, but it's that their application is becoming a lot smarter with the help of agentic AI.
No, but there are a lot of marketing automation workflow products that have been, if not becoming irrelevant, have been struggling to keep their user base because people are finding it that it's easy to dynamically implement this type of functionality now. I don't know if where, payment systems and things like that, if that's it's going to evolve into those areas as well. But it is a shift in thinking. Maybe it's an opportunity to grow faster in different ways, but it's a big shift in thinking. It's one of those things that I scratch my head about every day, trying to get my arms. You can't really get your arms around it. It's like getting your arms around around this bucket of sand that lost its bucket, right?
I'll give you an example, right? Like in our world, you mentioned payments, right? Payment reconciliation is a pain point for it requires a lot of human intervention, right? Like a system like Ordway will be able to automate generate invoices, but we used to depend on third-party partners for payment processing. But the payment reconciliation was quite painful and quite manual, right? How do you leverage AI to solve that problem? You can build an agent to take the payout that some of these payment processors are sending to your bank, and yet then you can try and match it with the data that's coming from applications. But many of our
Right.
customers complained it used to take like 3 days, 4 days, a month to reconcile payments. And not to mention some of the payments that are coming directly into your bank, they have to be matched to invoice and things like that, right? Now, you could spend a lot of time training an agent to start doing this. But at the end of the day, applications like us also have to take ownership that we need to build the agents directly into our application to automate this. And that's exactly what we did, right? We ended up building functionality powered with AI agents that can automatically pull data from your bank, match to your invoices, create payouts, and auto match the accounting reconciliation for payments to invoices and things like that. So that is the bridge between replacing applications with AI agents or applications becoming even smarter with agentic AI and making the life of their users a little bit easier. Like marketing tools, I get it. Some of those simpler tools probably were an overkill, but the more complex, the workflow related frameworks like HR, billing, and payments, I think there's a lot of potential there.
You have a lot of compliance requirements. You have data storage requirements. You can't just, these aren't things that you create and they disappear, right? You have to record all the exceptions, and you may have automated workflows for communication around those exceptions and reconciling the exceptions. But yes, you need structure. There are certain things you absolutely have to have a structure around where an agent is not going to be structured enough that it's going to, even if it evolves quite a bit, right?
True.
So yeah, I do see a world where you've got applications and agents all working together. I don't see a world where applications disappear completely, not at least in my lifetime, I don't think. But they become different. They become much more adaptable.
I think the biggest power of the applications really is the data that they contain also, right? Where a CRM database, your marketing database, and the tools are a means to an end, but the database is the key here. And what can agents do for you with that data available to them? Can they really save your employees, your humans, some time on what we do, cleaning each record and making it work for us? I think that's where there's a lot of potential with data that resides into many of these applications.
Agents don't have a good memory, and they have a limited context window. Even if it's a million, right, tokens, it's still limited context window. A database, the data that you're storing doesn't have that context window or limitations. I completely agree. So, do you have any parting words for my audience regarding scaling and application development today?
I would say definitely the next 6 months would probably be more like 60 years of work packed into us. So if the last 6 months have been like last 6 years, the next 6 months are going to be like the last 60 years probably.
It's crazy. It's
Yeah.
crazy.
And if anyone is not embracing some of these new tools, they're definitely living in a different era. I think every company needs to just wake up, not just the new companies that are starting today, that every company has to go and look out and make some effort on how they can scale smarter, if you will, and use the power that's available to us on our fingertips these days.
Well, I just want to thank you for coming on to Scaling Smarter, Samir, and I'm looking forward to seeing how things evolve for you in your world.
Thank you, David. Appreciate inviting me and look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Scaling Smarter podcast. If you're a business leader who's used AI or automation to launch or grow your business, and you would like to be on this program and you have a story to tell, please visit scalingsmarter.net and apply. I learn a great deal from my guests, and so do my listeners. Your story may guide someone to achieve success where they may otherwise have not. As I mentioned at the beginning of this show, I've worked with a lot of startups. If you're looking for a different approach that reduces the need for outside investment and gets you generating revenue much faster, even before you start building your app, check out my website at launchfirst, spelled launch1st.com, and watch my video that explains how Launch First works. However, if you have an existing business, but you're overwhelmed and struggling to get your arms around what AI or automation can do for your business, please reach out to us at techies.com. That's T-E-K-Y-Z.com. It's truly amazing the gains that you can achieve, and in most cases, really easily, by automating workflows. Make sure to hit subscribe so that you don't miss our next episode. And thank you again for listening and being a part of the Scaling Smarter podcast.